In a September 23rd letter signed by South Sudan in Focus that was sent to county authorities, NGOs, UN agencies, and South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, Majongdit wrote, due to natural calamities and disaster caused by the flooding effects that have resulted in the displacement of persons, the government, through the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, decided to establish an internally displaced persons camp in Mangala town. The decision prompted the Central Equatorial Secretary General, Francis Luala, to call a news conference yesterday to clarify on the matter, which had already sparked outrage on social media. Luala is chairperson of the committee Central Equatorial Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony formed to identify land on which flood victims could settle.
We were surprised to have a letter from the office of the Honorable Minister Peter Mayen, the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, which declared Mangala as a displaced persons camp. The role of our committee was to actually first go and meet with the chiefs at the ground, being aware that the land belongs to the community, to identify a piece of land, not the whole area of Mangala town.
Luala says the committee met with local chiefs who identified a certain piece of land for the flood victims. He says a final decision on that land, located south of Mangala town, has yet to be taken because a team of engineers must first determine the dimensions of the area before it is declared an IDP camp.
This area that had been identified will only be used for these camp settlements. No permanent structures will be built on it. No permanent structures will be built on it. And according to the order of the governor, it's going to be temporary for 3 months. With the belief that up to November or December, the rain season will be over, bore will be appropriate for the return of our brothers and sisters who have been displaced by the flood.
Moses Potia, an activist from Terekeka County, where Mangala is located, says the Mundari and Bari communities are in dispute over who owns Mangala. He says declaring the area an IDP camp is likely to escalate that dispute.
If you go through the social media, you find such ideas. So it's like the two sides will then question if there is a plan to grab Mangala. You see that? It will not be looked at an angle of hosting people who are affected by flood. Because when the Mundari alleged to have attacked Mangala, that was 2 months ago, we discredited the situation by meeting the local authorities, by pushing them to have a political solution, which has not happened. And that is already a pending issue.
Luala says even people who come from Jonglei but reside in Juba and not affected by the floods are moving to Mangala. He says flood victims who have cattle should continue to graze their animals in flood-free areas in the southern part of Jonglei State to avoid conflict with local farmers.
If there is anything to do with the accommodation of the cattle, that may be something beyond my capacity. Cattle in South Sudan are exactly the question of the armed. Our civilians are carrying arms, illegal arms, causing almost threat all over. Even for us in Central Equatoria, we have our brothers here from Tarkaka. They also have cattle.
Luala says a preliminary assessment indicates the number of IDPs stands at 19,800. Traditional chiefs who are among the IDPs said the number could be closer to 80,000, according to Luala. Derek Derrickson, a press secretary in the office of the Central Equatorial State Governor, says Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony and Minister Mayen met this morning and they understood the issues but did not elaborate. Minister Mayen says he will speak to South Sudan in Focus on Saturday. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.